A lot of you have been asking me, how do I improve my love life when every second of every day counts and mostly goes towards running my business or focusing on my career? And it's fair to say that in today's world, we are far busier than we have ever been before. So how do you manage dating when it seems like there is no white space left on your calendar whatsoever? As somebody who runs three different businesses myself, I can tell you it is possible. In this episode, I'm gonna teach you some of the tricks that I use myself so that I can make time out of my busy schedule for dating. First, take account of where your time is really going. How much time do you spend doing certain tasks? And can any of those tasks be outsourced or delegated in any way? Your focus here is to just get as much time as you can back in your hands for the purpose of dating. Once you have set aside some space on your calendar, use that available space on your calendar to date wisely. In other words, make the most of your time by going to quality places where it is possible to meet other quality people and potentially quality women. Social events and meetups are a great place to start. Get out and meet someone using the available time in your calendar. I realize it can be hard to look at your own personal schedule and carve out time for something. And this is something that I work on with my clients one-on-one, and they've had tremendous results. If you would like some help with this, then go ahead and apply to work with me directly using the link in the show notes below. If you prefer the online dating world to meet people, that's great. But don't let that be a chokehold on your dating life. After you meet the person online, go out and meet them in person. Don't limit it to a strictly online relationship. If you want something real, it's never gonna get more real than a face-to-face meeting. Prioritize, analyze, socialize. If finding the time to date somebody is a priority to you, then look at your calendar and carve out some time for dating. What tasks can you move around? Automate, delegate, outsource, whatever. Basically, what time can you free up? Once you free up that time, then analyze. Analyze some great places that you can socialize, some social events, and places that will allow you to meet other quality people, especially quality women. And finally, socialize. Even if you start out looking online, if you're more pro the online dating thing, again, that's fine. Just go ahead and meet her online, but then make sure you eventually take that face-to-face meeting in person. Again, I do help my clients to figure out how to incorporate dating into their busy life schedules. And if you would like some help with that as well, then I would be happy to assist you in this process. And that's a tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcast, then be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help this show to grow. And the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.